YNVA7JC. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Enjoying the nice weather. Just about in Abbotsford again, so almost home.
How's the weather in Abbotsford?
It looks nicer out towards Chilliwack, but it's still sunny here. I see a big blue sky opening out towards the east there.
QSL. Yeah, I'm in Surrey driving to West Vancouver this afternoon, and yeah, I can see the blue skies towards the west here, and in general, very nice day.
Glad I'm going eastbound on the highway. It looks like the westbound side of Highway 1 there is pretty busy.
QSL, is that where they have the construction west of Abbotsford?
Just passing through that area, just passing Mount Lehman right now. So between Mount Lehman and Langley there where all the construction is, it's not like slowed right down, but it's a decent slowdown.
Yeah, yeah, I wonder how long they're going to do the construction there. That's definitely always, you know, something to watch out whenever you're going along that area.
I don't actually know what the timeline is, but I'm sure it'll be quite a while still. I know they've got that two-mass interchange there that they're working on, and it seems like they've got quite a bit of work done, but I don't know when they're going to get to actually completing this project.
Yeah, not sure. And maybe you're just going to shift the merging traffic further east. Hi.
And then we'll get people from Chilliwack complaining that there's too much traffic.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, that's good. And so are you heading into Langley?
I'm just heading back to Abbotsford from the Burnaby Park meeting this morning.
Oh, right, yes, you are heading east. And how was the meeting, and was there a lot of people there?
It wasn't too bad. There was a decent turnout there, and then I think it's Gabriel showed up afterwards. We were working on his Meshtastic and a couple other things there, and figured out that my APRS on my handheld, I can actually send messages. I didn't know I could do that.
Oh, that's neat. And what handheld is that?
It's got the Yaesu FT1D.
FT1D, is it a more recent handheld or an older one?
I believe it's an older one. I don't know roughly what year it would be from, but I know they have the, like it goes up from there, the 1, 2, 3, 4, and then they have the VX 6 is, I think, the newer one.
Wow, okay. Well, that's pretty neat. That's pretty neat. So APRS, hey, that's good. Yeah, some of the hidden features, sometimes you just don't know what your handheld is capable of.
Exactly. He was using his little Kenwood handheld, and he sent me a message on it, and I was like, wait a minute, you can do that?
That's nice. That's, yeah, I haven't really played with APRS. My ICOM 5100 mobile has sort of APRS, but, you know, kind of proprietary version, but I usually have it turned off because I'm mobile. Well, I don't want people to know why I am. Hi.
On the handheld, I don't want to give up my second VFO just to hear beeps and boops, so I usually turn it off, but it's nice to know that when it does get turned on and work, you can send messages and receive messages over APRS, which is pretty cool.
Oh, hold on. So it's not only positional information. You can also send, like, little messages?
That's like old-school texting. You have to type it in with the... keep clicking the button for different letters, and then afterwards you transmit it, and it
sorry. It's still a digit Peter, right?
Oh, I was doing direct from his handheld to mine and back from my handheld to his. It just, I guess it depends on what your handheld can do, but you can also apparently upload things onto the SD card, and I think you can, like, send pictures to the other person's device through the SD card.
Oh, wow, that's so neat. Probably, like, some sort of a slow scan TV version.
I haven't had the opportunity to test any of it because I don't really have a lot of people around with similarly capable handhelds, but one of these days I'll have to give a real read-through on that manual and figure it all out.
Good for you. Is this your usual handheld, the one that you use usually?
I got it a little while back there from another member at the Abbotsford Club, so it's nice to have something that's a little more capable than just a little Bayobay.
I see. That's good. Do you use any mobile radio as well?
Yeah, what I'm talking on right now is my car mobile. It's just an FT7100M, so it's a 50-watt VHF, UHF, no digital.
I see, yeah, those are nice. Just workhorse, you know, like with a mobile antenna. Good for you. I'm near the Portman Bridge right now, and how's my signal?
Seems pretty good for my end. I've got a little bit of fluttering coming in, but it's on the receive side, I'm pretty sure, here, and it sounds like it's from some LED headlights around me somewhere.
QSL. And was today like a get-together all the net controller of the Rainbow Country now or something? Is it this Sunday? I mean, is it today?
If I'm not mistaken, I think it's not this coming weekend, but the weekend after.
Okay, so you didn't see them, like all of them, like standing there today?
No, not everybody. Just Brad showed up in the morning there, and then Hiroshi came by for a little bit. But I guess Charlie Tango Hotel was there. Charlie Tango Hotel? I think that's who it was, yeah. But not all of them. They're supposed to be there. I think it's on the 26th or something.
QSL. And are you also working on the MeshTastic system?
I have two nodes on Longfast that I have running right now. One's in the car with me, and the other one I usually keep in my on my person when I'm at work, kind of thing.
I see. So what exactly is it? I never really try it out.
It's a mesh network texting, essentially. So you use your little node, and it, as long as it's connected to other nodes that are connected to the person you're trying to message, you can send the message direct to them, and then otherwise there are channels you can create.
And I believe it's license-free, right?
So, like, if you had a kid who's not a ham radio person, but they are at school at one of the universities or something, or even just at home and you're at work, you could send them a message to the node because you don't need to be licensed for it. It's actually recommended that you don't use your license because then it's encrypted if you're not licensed.
QSL. I see. So, are there enough nodes for you to send messages, readily, anywhere? Here.
It all depends on where my node is positioned. It's usually in my car, so as long as I'm within range of anything significant, usually it can bounce around and get towards Vancouver. I do see quite a few nodes in the Vancouver area, but I think I'm going through possibly the RBA repeater to get there.
Oh, okay, so it's just your ham radio. I thought, you know, it's like for everyone to try.
We have a node up at the repeater site, so it is still off the ham radio, like not on ham radio band or anything like that, but it allows you to send messages up to the repeater site to their node, and then that node can transmit a little further because it's up above the mountain.
OQSL, I see. It's just co-sharing of the location. Nice. Wow. Well, you can do all sort of stuff then, eh?
I try to keep my my doors open to new opportunities like Meshtastic and all the other stuff there.
Yeah, yeah, that's neat. Like, are you on HF as well?
Don't have my own radio, but right now Hiroshi has lent me one of his radios from his house for World Amateur Radio Day this week so that I can practice doing some stuff and see if I can get into contact.
Oh, wow, what a nice friend you have. And what kind of antenna are you using?
I don't know what it's called specifically, but he's got one that you can extend. It's like in a little bag, and then you stick all the pieces together, and it'll, I think he said it's 17 feet or so.
I see. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I know him. You know, he's got a lot of radio around. You know, like, yeah, he's a rich guy. Hi, hi.
I don't know if he'd agree. He's probably spent all the money on the radio. There's no more money to have, but no, he's okay. He's a good guy. I'm glad that he's willing to lend this to me so I can try it out.
Yeah, such a friendly guy. So, anyway, I better get focused on my driving because I need to get to West Vancouver and my ETA is slipping. So I will say 73 for now, and nice chatting with you this afternoon.
Nice chatting with you, too. I'm actually just pulling into the gas station, so I got to get out of my car to pump some gas. But I'll say 73, VA7JC, VA7 Little Ann.
VA7JC, 73 for now.